bring you a 3-minute digest of what happened in China's business sector. This is China Business Now by 21st Century Business Herald. Hello everyone, I'm Stephanie Lee. Coming up on today's program, China hosts the high-profile CDF offline, highlighting economic recovery and cooperation. And industrial profits fell 22.9% in the first 2 months due to multiple external factors. Here's what you need to know about China in the past 24 hours. The China Development Forum, or CDF 2023, started in Beijing on Saturday, drawing together delegates from multinationals, international organizations, and renowned scholars to focus on key economic issues. The CDF 2023, themed Economic Recovery, Opportunities and Cooperation, is an annual event hosted by the Development Research Center of the State Council. It is the first major conference to be held in the country after the conclusion of the two sessions, and also marks the first time this event has been held offline after a 3-year hiatus. Chinese Vice Premier Ding Xuexiang stressed that China will advance opening up and share market opportunities with the world in a keynote speech on Sunday, emphasizing the importance of establishing a new development pattern, explaining that China aims to foster a more open dual-circulation economic model involving both domestic and foreign markets rather than a closed domestic loop. China's economy is seeing a strong rebound, which matters for the country itself and matters for the world, said Kristalina Georgieva, managing director of the International Monetary Fund, on Sunday during a panel discussion at the forum. She said that China is set to account for around 1/3 of global growth in 2023, giving a welcome lift to the world economy. More than 100 representatives of overseas multinationals, leaders of international organizations, and well-known scholars are attending the CDF, with a strong presence of U.S. firms despite a rising tech rivalry between the world's two largest economies. Prominent U.S. business leaders such as Apple CEO Tim Cook, billionaire investor Ray Dalio, Cristiano Amon, CEO of U.S. chip giant Qualcomm, Albert Berner, CEO of Pfizer, and John Mueller, CEO of consumer goods giants Procter & Gamble, were all in attendance. Cook spoke of the way Apple's relationship with China has changed from focusing on supply to more and more interactions with Chinese customers later. Apple and China grew together, a symbolic kind of relationship both enjoyed, he said. Noting at the sub-forum that the digital economy is quickly transforming the world, Amon emphasized that no single company can do it alone. Qualcomm has a long history in China that spans nearly 3 decades. We're proud of the deep relationship we have built over the past 30 years and the new partnerships we are building today, he said. Despite rising calls from U.S. officials to decouple from China, Huang Qifan, former mayor of Chongqing, emphasized that such an undertaking could never succeed. China has a uniquely massive single market, unified in terms of law, tax, business rules, and other factors key to economic development, Huang said. This scale advantage can reduce manufacturing costs by 30-40%, he added. Instead of worrying about economic and geopolitical uncertainties, Huang said that China should develop future industries like automated new energy vehicles and humanoid robots for housekeeping services and turn them into world-class and durable products to be globally competitive. Profits of Chinese major industrial firms stood at 887.2 billion yuan, which fell 22.9% year-on-year in the first 2 months of 2023, data from the National Bureau of Statistics showed on Monday. Revenue was also down 1.3% year-on-year. Despite industrial production seeing a rebound, market demand hadn't fully recovered, the NBS said in a statement, adding that the decline in revenue was greater than the drop in cost, weighing on gross corporate profits. Meanwhile, PPI dropped 1.1% year-on-year in the period due to the high base of the same period last year, putting pressure on firms' profits. As the industrial production continued to recover, electricity demand has increased and driving the profits of electricity industry up 53.1%, continuing the trend of rapid growth. In the next stage, as the order of production and life returns to normal, the profits of industrial enterprises will gradually recover, the NBS added. Moving on to some regional highlights. Guangdong Province and Saudi Arabia's Saudi Aramco signed a memorandum of cooperation on Sunday in Beijing, proposing a cooperative framework for exploring investment opportunities in multiple areas. Both sides will further advance ties in energy cooperation, research and innovation, industrial projects, financial cooperation and talent exchanges, according to a statement released by the Guangdong Provincial Government. And Saudi Aramco has confirmed its investment in a major petrochemical project in Liaoning Province, as announced by Amin Nasser, the president and CEO of the company, on Sunday. The project, valued at over 83.7 billion yuan, will be a joint effort between Huajing Chemical Industries, Saudi Aramco, and Panjing Xingcheng, and is located in Panjing City, Liaoning Province. Shanghai Hongqiao International Airport has resumed outbound flights after a three-year suspension because of the pandemic. China Eastern Airlines yesterday operated the first outbound flight from Hongqiao International Airport to Hong Kong. 11 airlines, including Air China, China Eastern, Japan Airlines, and Korean Air, will run 314 flights per week from Hongqiao International Airport to international cities, the two special administrative regions, and Taiwan due to this year's International Air Transport Association summer schedule, 22 more than in the same period in 2019. Greater Bay Area, Greater Future. MicroConnect, a fintech startup led by former Hong Kong Stock Exchange chief Charles Lee, on Saturday started trial operation of a Macau-based blockchain-enabled financial assets exchange, which helps China's micro and small businesses to raise funds from global investors. MicroConnect's Macau Financial Assets Exchange deals with trading of daily revenue contract certificates, a new assets class that entitles holders to receive daily revenue shares from the businesses they invest in, according to MicroConnect's co-founder Zhang Gaobo. Earnings Reports Express. Chinese food delivery giant Meituan posted a bigger-than-expected 21.4% rise in quarterly revenue on Friday as it fended off competition from powerful rivals such as Alibaba-backed Ele.me. Meituan said its total revenue rose to 60.13 billion yuan due to strong demand for takeaway in the quarter ended December, and net loss for the period narrowed to 1.08 billion yuan from a loss of 5.34 billion yuan a year earlier. In the fourth quarter, for the entire local commerce category, Meituan's operating profits went up by 41% year-on-year to 7.2 billion yuan, up from 13.8% in the same period in 2021. However, advertising income fell 4.8% to 7.7 billion yuan in the fourth quarter, while its marketing costs reached 10.77 billion yuan. And overall, in 2022, revenues increased by 22.8% to 220 billion yuan, while the adjusted net profit were 2.8 billion yuan, turning from loss into profit on a year-over-year basis. And its operating profits also rose 56.8% to 29.5 billion yuan. China Petrochemical Corp, Asia's largest refiner by volume and also known as Sinopec, said on Sunday that its revenue in 2022 reached 3.32 trillion yuan, a 21.1% year-on-year increase. Profits attributable to shareholders were 66.15 billion yuan. Domestic oil and gas production hit a record high last year, with domestic crude oil production totaling 35.32 million metric tons. Natural gas production reached 35.37 billion cubic meters, up by 4.1%, it said. Refining segment processed 242 million tons of crude oil, while total sales volume of refined oil products for the year was 207 million tons. Annual ethylene output rose to 13.44 million tons, it said. Switching gears to financial news, China's non-financial outbound direct investment, or ODI, surged 35.7% year-on-year to 136.04 billion yuan in the first 2 months of the year, according to the Ministry of Commerce on Monday. In the first 2 months of 2023, ODI channeled into leasing and business services rose 22.3% from a year ago to $4.72 billion, while that into wholesale and retail came in at $4.09 billion, logging a yearly increase of 17.2%. Sectors such as manufacturing and construction also registered growth in outbound investment. During the same period, the non-financial ODI in countries along the Belt and Road jumped 27.8% year-on-year to $4.04 billion, accounting for 20.2% of the total ODI. China expanded a pilot program for publicly traded real estate investment trusts or REITs for the second time to include more types of commercial properties in the push to increase infrastructure investment. The REITs pilot program, launched in 2015 and expanded in 2021, will be broadened again to include consumer-related infrastructure projects such as department stores, shopping malls, and farmers markets, according to a notice issued Friday by the China Securities Regulatory Commission. Wrapping up with a quick look at stock markets. Chinese stocks fell on Monday, led by Chinese state-owned enterprises and tech shares, as the slump in China's industrial profits dented sentiment. The benchmark Shanghai Composite closed down 0.4%, while the Shenzhen component edged up 0.1%. The combined turnover of the two indices stood at 1.13 trillion yuan, exceeding 1 trillion yuan for the third trading day. And Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index dropped 1.8% and the tech index shed 2.8%. That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow on China Business Now by 21st Century Business Herald. Goodbye.